Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to our Harvest Festival service. We welcome our visitors here today, and I know there are a few visitors, and we're very delighted to see you. And please join us for our Harvest Festival lunch in the hall after the service. There's no tea and coffee, as we do have lunch, and a wonderful banquet awaits you. And if you haven't put your name down, it doesn't matter. David Rinaldi and Joyce Rinaldi and their helpers say there's food for everyone, so please come. There is no evening service here tonight. I've got a special appeal, first of all, before I go on. After the lunch in the hall, there's much clearing up to do. There's washing up, clearing away the tables, and if you are young and able, we would love to have your help, and it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a lovely Bible case, and it's going free. So if anybody would like it, it's in the vestry. Just help yourself. And it was donated by Jay. Right. And first of all, Sonia would like to speak to you.
There's no evening service, but there is singing. So if you would like to come and sing with us, 6:30 in the coffee lounge. Sonia.
And Claire, would you like to come up, please?
Just a little plug that on the 31st of October, it's a Thursday evening, we are having our own glow party. You've hopefully got a flyer in your service sheet, so please spread it to people who might be interested. We would really appreciate replies, so we have an idea of numbers. We've got disco, we've got black light, so it's going to be really glowy, glow sticks, lots and lots of fun and activities. It's our alternative to Halloween, so please do spread the word and invite friends along. And if you want to help, please speak to me or Sarah. If you would like to bake some cakes to donate for us, but don't want to come, then we can also, we welcome cakes. So yeah, if you want to be involved in any way, please speak to us. Thank you.
And so from our very youngest member here today, right up to the top, to our oldest, respected and well-loved members who sit near the back of the church, welcome to our service, and I'd like to hand you over to our minister, Reverend Peter Goodall.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to church, a welcome to our Harvest Festival service, and a special welcome to our friends from our Lantern Cafe who are here this morning. It is good to welcome you here. And doesn't the church look beautifully decorated today? We're very grateful to all those who have worked so hard to prepare for our harvest service and lunch and make the church look so wonderful, a reminder of all God's good gifts to us and all his blessings. Our Sunday Club are going to be taking a leading part in our Harvest Festival today, and we're very pleased about that. And Chloe Ann is going to set the scene as she leads us in a prayer of thanksgiving to God.
For all the harvests of the world, we come to say thank you to God. For those who work to gather the crops, we come to say thank you to God. For those who fill our shops with food, we come to say thank you to God. For food to eat and food to share, we come to say thank you to God. For our Harvest Festival Day, we come to say thank you to God.
Right. Well, thank you for the gifts that you have brought along today that are with you in your seats. And we're not going to be bringing them up in our first hymn. They will be brought up a little later on in our service. So just sit tight with your gifts at the moment as we sing our first harvest hymn of praise. Come, ye thankful people, come.
Let's stand if you're able.
Okay, so last Saturday, it actually feels much longer ago than that already, we had another one of our messy church events, and we had a harvest theme to that, and we're just going to quickly tell you some of the things we got up to. And we made some salt dough creations with some seeds and beans. We painted the banner with the fruit and vegetable printing that you'll see on the side of the creche. There we go. We planted daffodil bulbs with labels on so that we could thank you, God, for help. Oh, can you see you there, can you? That's right. And we made our own sandwiches for tea. We had the play kitchen out, so we were role-playing food. And we had a really good time, even right down to the littlest ones. Felicity got stuck in with everything, and then we enjoyed a treasure hunt around the church, followed by sharing our tea together in the hall. So keep your ears and eyes peeled for our next one in the end of November, yes, 23rd of November, which will be our Advent heading to Christmas theme. That's a scary thing to be thinking about. So we now want to welcome some of our extreme group, who have got some harvest poems to share. Ronaldo, do you want to come do yours? Because I've got it here. And Samuel, do you want to come do yours? Yeah, and we've got Sam and Joshua as well. Janet, do you want to do yours? Excellent. I'm going to come and make a line up here, and you can take it in turns at the... give you the right poem. So they've written some acrostic poems on the word harvest. They're going to be fairly short and sweet, so your ears need to be peeled.
Harvest, apples, radishes, vegetables, eggplants, strawberries and turnips.
Harvest, apples, raisins, vegetables, eating strawberries and tea leaves.
Harvest festival, apple, raisins, vegetable, enjoy something tremendous.
I like that bit, enjoy something tremendous.
Harvest, aubergine, ready to be harvested, vegetables to eat, enjoy the harvesting, strawberries, thank you to God.
Harvest, apples, raisins, vegetables, eating food, strawberries, tangerine.
Fantastic. Thank you, Extreme. So if you are in Splash... Ah, yes, indeed. If you are in our Splash group, our younger group, we were thinking about what is your favourite food. So if you made some favourite food, would you like to come and hold it up for everyone to see? So Ivy, we've definitely got some of yours. And Eleanor, do you want to come and hold your food up? Who else have we got? We've got Jake. Do you want to come and hold yours up, Jake? No, we can hold up, because it's going to be on the screen as well, as you can see. We've got Eleanor's pizza. We've got Victoria's strawberries and blueberries. Do you want to hold that one up? You can hold that one up. Where's yours, Eleanor? Let's find it. Oh, Ivy, there's your burger. You can hold it up nice and high for everybody. Frank, do you want to hold one? Do you want to hold my big carrot?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to hold up your big chocolate donut, Frankie. Come and stand up here. That's it. Come and stand up here, Frankie, so everyone can see your chocolate donut. We had quite a range of favourite foods. Ivy's got a bacon sandwich as well. And where's Ellen? Oh, look, Eleanor's got strawberries, carrots and raspberries. Oh, Victoria, I think I've just given yours to Albert. No, who's holding? Where did I put yours? There's yours, aren't they? You were super at yours. Jake even had a marvellous ice lolly. Mm. Hannah, in a great big voice, what's your favourite food? Olives. So we had a good think about what we really like to eat in Splash. And you're going to stay up here now. I've lost my sheet. It's in there somewhere. I don't need it because we're about to sing, aren't we? That's what we're doing. So if anybody else in Extreme, in Grid, in Splash want to come up, we're going to sing the Harvest Samba. So if you pop your pictures down, if you want to come and choose a shaker. Now, we're a bit nervous at our singing, so we would really love the rest of you to join in if you know the song, okay? Because the words are going to be on the screen. Thank you, thank you. Come on, guys. I know you do it at school. Fantastic. And you can do some jigging and dancing as you go. Yep. You can do it at the front here, Sam, with us. Oh, don't make him. It's all right. We're ready when you are, I think, Kathy.
Well, we're grateful to our Sunday club and their leaders and all those who helped at the Messy Church as well. It's fantastic, isn't it, that we can provide such chances and opportunities for our young people in the life of the church. Well, we're now going to listen to our Bible reading set for today. We were thinking, what Bible reading can we find for our Harvest Festival service that will help us to think about what it is all about? And so we've chosen these words that Luke is going to come and read to us from Galatians chapter 6.
Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. We must not become tired of doing good. We will receive a harvest of eternal life at the right time. We must not give up. When we have the opportunity to help anyone, we should do it. But we should give special attention to those who are in the family of believers.
Thank you very much, Luke. So we're here out of love. It's love that has brought us here today. Our love for God and our love for our neighbour. Our Christian neighbours in the church, our neighbours in our town and in our communities. It's love that has brought us here. And Katie's going to come and now lead us in our prayer of confession.
God our Father, we are sorry that your world has been spoiled. Help us to care for your creation. We are sorry when we have forgotten to say thank you. Help us to remember all good gifts come from you. We are sorry when we are not to share what we have. Help us to see the needs around us and respond. Lord, forgive us and help us, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Katie. And in the words that we heard earlier in Joshua's acrostic, we want other people to enjoy something tremendous. Isn't that right? To enjoy something tremendous. And Sarah's going to come now and help us to think about how we're doing that today.
We're going to watch a short video now. It's a time for reflecting. And it's a time, I suppose, for reflecting on what is a reality for many people who are here in Haverhill and our surrounding villages that reach support and the food bank, but also around the world. So I hope you get something from this and enjoy it.
We thank you, Sarah and Tim, for putting together that powerful video showing us the empty cupboard and the full cupboard. And we know today that the gifts that you bring will help restock those cupboards. And not only today, but throughout the year, your generosity towards the food bank. And we'll be hearing more about that a bit later on in our service. But now it's time for us to bring forward the harvest gifts that we have brought today. And we're quite a good number today, so this is how we're going to proceed. We'll do it in the three sections. So those seated on this side, the right-hand side of the church, will bring their gifts forward first. And then when they have all come forward and then returned to their seats, the middle section will come. And then finally, the left-hand side of the church will bring their gifts. And as we do this, we're going to bring our harvest songs of worship to God as well. And that also, Joe, if you want to just mention about the envelopes that were given out earlier.
Hopefully, you may have been given one of these envelopes. It's about how to sow seeds of hope in our community. And so if you do want to give financially to Reach today, you can put your gift in here. You can sow your seed by putting money in here, water it with plenty of prayer and ask God to bless this gift. And then we can see a family in crisis be given the opportunity to flourish. So please come forward with your gifts of food and financial gifts if you're able. Thank you.
And if any of our children would like to help receive the gifts that people bring with me, then please join me at the table.
So we'll stand to sing, if you're able. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. You are a faithful God, and you never give up on us. Heavenly Father, we come to here today to say thank you for your blessings in each of our lives. When we've known you to show us your love, when you've rescued us from a situation where we saw no outcome. Father, thank you for these gifts of food and money. Thank you for your generosity that we can pass on to others. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love here today, in our lives, in our families, in our church. And Father, we ask for your unfailing love to continue to work in the people of Haverhill who need you the most. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take a seat.
Thank you for all that has been given today. And now we're going to hand over to our Extreme group, who are going to lead the next part in our service.
Hello and welcome to the Extreme Show. I'm Abigail.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Janet. And today we are here with Joe Goodhall to find out all about the Haverhill Food Bank.
So Joe, what is your job?
What is my job? Okay, my job, the title is Community Outreach Advisor. And basically what that means is I give free face-to-face debt advice to people here in Haverhill and the surrounding area and all the neighbouring villages. So along with everything else that we do at Reach, as you can see on this banner here, we give money advice, food bank, which all of this food is going to go out to people, our drop-in centre up on the Clements Estate, starter pack items for people who maybe are starting up a new home and haven't got anything in their home to even cook on, let alone eat with. So, that's my job. I go out into people's homes and help to lift them out of poverty.
Do you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it because it's helping people. It's helping people and it's being with people when they're going through difficult times. A lot of the people that I deal with personally are going through difficult financial times. So maybe for whatever reason, we don't know what the reason is. Maybe they haven't got enough money to pay for essential items such as heating in their homes or food to put in their cupboards like the video we saw earlier. Or maybe they haven't got enough money to even enable their children to get the bus to college or to school or that kind of thing. So there's many, many situations that we meet people who are poorly, people who are sick, but for whatever reason, they are in a difficult financial time, and the aim of Reach is to help them out of that difficult time. And it's very rewarding.
How does the food bank work?
Okay, how does the food bank work? Well, all this food that you've gathered here is going to get taken to a warehouse where each item gets weighed in, not individually, but en masse, thankfully. And then basically what happens is we have an amazing team of volunteers that come and make up food boxes for us. So we like to make sure that every food box that goes out to a person or to a family has a good mix of food. So they've got rice, they've got pasta, they've got tinned fruit, tinned vegetables, sugar, tea, coffee, cereal. What else do we like to give? We like to give nice things as well, chocolate biscuits and those kind of things, because it's always nice to have something to look forward to, isn't it? So all of that gets packed up into boxes. So we have boxes for single people. We have boxes for couples, we have boxes for small family groups, boxes for large family groups. And we give this food out. So we don't give them in the boxes, but they get packed into boxes. But we like to give them in a nice bag, a nice supermarket bag, so that they feel that they're getting something special. We like people to feel that they're receiving something lovely. And most people are so amazed to receive so much food. I know we've got people here today who work in the resource centre who give out food as well. And most people are absolutely blown away by the amount of food that they receive. And that it's free. Isn't that amazing that they're being given a free gift? Because of your generosity, they're being given a free gift. So, yeah, that's how it works.
How much food is collected each year?
Well, approximately 24 tons of food is collected each year. So that's quite a lot of food. Probably about 20 tons of that is beans. It feels like it if you go to the warehouse at the moment. But, 24 tons of food comes in each year. But last year, we gave out 26 tons of food in food parcels. So about 970 families or people were... So 970 households were helped last year with food parcels. So it's quite a lot. But every donation makes a massive difference to one person's life. So, yeah, quite a lot of food.
How many people do you help every year?
So, yeah, about 970 families get helped with the food bank. And in terms of people that I see out in the community, I probably help about 40 households a year.
Where is Reach Food Bank?
Where is Reach Food Bank? It's on Hollands Road. That's where our main office is, and that's where a lot of the administration happens. But last year, we had to find a new warehouse. We were amazingly able to use part of somebody else's warehouse free of charge for about 13 years, and that was wonderful. But things changed there, and the warehouse changed hands, so we needed to find somewhere. And by God's amazing provision, we found a new warehouse within one day of being found out that we had to move out of the other place. So that was really, truly amazing. And what's brilliant is it's just around the corner from where our office is. So it makes life a lot easier because it used to be on the other side of town, whereas now we're on Hollins Road right near our offices. And it also means that because the warehouse is only used by us, it means we're able to have children come to the warehouse and schools come and help us because it's all safe and usable for children as well. So I know that there are some cubs here. Jake and Luke, have you both been with your cub group? Yeah, you've been. And Westfield School have been this week as well. So it's great because it's opened up opportunities for more people to come and help pack up those food boxes for us. So, yeah.
Are there other ways to help?
There are always other ways to help. So you've helped amazingly by the donation of food here and by the financial donation in the envelopes this morning. There are always other ways to help. You can help by volunteering. So you can come and volunteer at the food bank itself by packing boxes, or you can volunteer at the resource centre, seeing people or making tea or being the welcomer there. You can volunteer by being a chaperone, coming out with me on debt visits. And I know there are many people here who have helped me tremendously this last year by doing that. And you can also help financially if you want to give each month a financial gift, no matter how small. You know that that gift is going to be blessed and going to change somebody's life. So there are always many more ways to help. You can check out our website, reachhaverhill.org.uk, and you can read many stories, individual cases of how people have received help from the food bank and from Reach. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for explaining how it all works. So that's goodbye till next time from the Extreme Show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abigail, Katie and Janet and Joe, for that wonderful explanation. We heard in the Bible reading the message, do not stop doing good. In other words, keep up the good work. That's the message of harvest. Harvest isn't a one-off. As we've just heard, it goes on right throughout the year. The sowing, the reaping, the giving. So keep up the good work in this year ahead. We thank Sarah for producing those laminated Bible verses. We hope every household had one. If you didn't, if you let Sarah know, we can produce some more. And Sarah's going to come and join me now in a prayer.
Let's pray. Lord God, you created the world and you saw that it was good. Today at harvest time, we lift our eyes from the pavement and the floor and look with fresh awareness at the world you gave us.
Open our hearts, good Lord, to see the riches and the wonder that you give your children. Food to sustain their bodies, marvellous sights and sounds to feed their minds, beauty and love to fill their souls.
Open our hearts, good Lord, until they overflow with happiness and thanks for all the gifts you give us in your world, and sweep them clear of petty grumbles about the little things we would have liked, but that you chose not to give us.
Open our hearts, good Lord, until with angels and archangels, with those who stand across the narrow river on the other side, and with your faithful servants here on earth and every country, they overflow with praise.
Open our hearts to offer you a rich and fitting harvest, not only of our praise, but of our lives, lived in the way that you intended human lives to be. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And now we pray for others. Lord God, at harvest time, we pray for those whose lives are still endured in deserts with no hope of harvest. We pray for those who live in barren places where the rains fail and the cattle starve. We pray for them, and we ask for grace to see the action that should follow from our prayer, to see what we can do, and then to do it.
We pray for those who live in devastated and polluted places, ruined by war and human stupidity. We pray for them, and we ask for grace to see the action that should follow from our prayer, to see what we can do, and then to do it.
We pray for those whose deserts are created by disease, whose bodies burn with pain or fever, whose arms are weak, who could not eat if they had food, and for those who dedicate their lives to caring for them, especially when their caring means risking their own health. We pray for them, and we ask for grace to see the action that should follow from our prayer, to see what we can do, and then to do it. Amen. Let's join in saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
A few weeks ago, The Grid, which is our oldest Sunday Club group, put together some prayers, and Tegan and James are going to come up now and read them for you.
Harvest Festival, a time of celebration of your creation. Apples, pears and fruits of all kinds, replenishing our crops each year. Vegetables of different shapes and size. Eggs, bacon, sausages, taste animal produce. Spaghetti, bread, all types of delicious carbohydrates. Thank you for the harvest.
Dear God, thank you for all the food we are able to eat, like spindly spaghetti, sizzling sausages, popping popcorn. Please bless those who are less fortunate than me. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for the beautiful world around us, a world in which we can harvest and grow, for our brilliant broccoli, happiness and health, refreshing water, wonderful wheat, amazing apples, tall trees, and all we take for granted. Amen.
Dear Father, thank you for shining on us every day and for your graciousness. O God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you for peace and remaining with us always. Amen.
We thank the grid for those prayers and for all our young people and their creativity today that we have seen that has inspired us. So let us, in an act of thanksgiving, not applauding ourselves, but applauding God and all his goodness, let's give God a really big round of applause and a cheer. Well, it's nearly lunchtime, and the hall has been beautifully set up for a good number for a great feast. And as Jacqueline said earlier, if you hadn't signed up but you haven't got any plans for lunch, please do stay. There is room and there will be enough food to go around without us having to break into anything on the table here. And we're very grateful to the team who have worked very hard yesterday and today, and we'll be expressing our thanks a bit later on. I'm told that you don't, although there's no tea or coffee served after the service, you are able to go into the church when you're ready. And Anne's ready. She was born ready. So do go through when you're ready, and then we'll all have to show that Christian virtue of patience over the next hour or so as we wait for our food. So let us conclude our act of worship this morning as we sing the harvest hymn, "We plough the fields and scatter. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above." A prayer of dedication. Let us pray. On this harvest festival day, we bring to you, God, our harvest gifts. Bless these gifts of money and food. Bless the work of Reach and our food bank. And bless all the lives that they reach and serve. And we dedicate ourselves afresh to you. Give us the strength and the love to keep on doing good while we can, to all we can. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you this harvest festival and forevermore. Amen.